This is the Bible News Prophecy Program, bringing you news and analysis of world events in the light of Bible prophecy. The following program is brought to you by the Continuing Church of God.
Greetings, friends. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program with Dr. Bob Teal, bringing you news and analysis of world events in light of Bible prophecy. Dr. Teal, how close to becoming a reality is the U.S.'s threat of leaving NATO?
Well, this past week, Republican Representative Thomas Massie of Kentucky introduced legislation for the United States to formally withdraw from NATO. And over in the Senate, the Senator Mike Lee also wants to do the same thing over there. The bill argues that NATO was created to counter a long-gone Soviet Union, doesn't exist. We should withdraw from NATO and use that money to defend our own country, not socialist countries. And basically, we should not be a security blanket for wealthy countries that refuse to pay for their own defense, according to Massey. Now, this NATO Act requires the president to formally notify NATO to withdraw under Article 13 of the treaty. And basically, it says that we don't want this to expand. And interestingly, something came out earlier this month. There's a news report that the United States wants Europe to take over the majority of NATO's conventional defense capabilities from intelligence to missiles by the year 2027. This was conveyed in a meeting in Washington, a Pentagon staff talking to several European delegates. Furthermore, earlier this month, I want to read something from the Trump administration's latest national security strategy report. Quote, "The days of the United States propping up the entire world order like Atlas are over. We count among our many allies, partners of dozens of wealthy, sophisticated nations that must assume primary responsibility for their own regions and contribute more to the collective defense. President Trump has set a new global standard with the Hague Commitment, which pledges NATO countries to spend 5% of GDP. Continuing President Trump's approach of asking allies to assume primary responsibility for these regions, our broad policy for Europe should prioritize reestablishing conditions of stability within Europe and ending the perception and preventing the reality of NATO as a perpetually expanding alliance." Mm-hmm. So now I want to read a comment from Alice Weidel, who's a part of the German AfD political party. "When President Donald Trump demands that Germany must take responsibility for its own security in the future, he should also be clear about the full consequences, that we will listen kindly to his concern, but we'll make our own decisions, and he must accept them, whether he likes them or not."
Are there any consequences to Germany making their own decisions and the U.S. being forced to accept them?
Yeah. But European Defense Commissioner Andreas Kubilis said Europe needs to walk its own path. We need to be more independent, both in defense capabilities, but also in our geopolitical standing. And German Chancellor Friedrich Merz called for Europe's role in NATO saying to be strengthened as its absolute priority. And Merz said the EU countries must assert unity in response to the new United States security strategy. Quote, "We will do this as a united and strong Europe. Keeping this Europe together, even under pressure and not allowing to be divided by anything or anyone, is more important than ever. We need a united, strong Europe more than ever," Merz said.
Chancellor Merz brought up the unity of Europe. Is that a legitimate concern?
Yes. Now, as we see cracks in the NATO cohesiveness, this is pushing Europe to have greater unity. Now, Donald Trump wants actually to see European countries to break up, but they don't care for Trump or this newest policy for him. And I wrote a book about unintended consequences of Donald Trump presidency, which is free at cogwriter.com. And I'm going to read a few things from it. "Historically, many powerful civilizations were destroyed through economic, military, health, and moral decline. What about alliances like NATO? The Bible teaches that a great power will be destroyed by its friends who become enemies in the Book of Lamentations. And some statements from Donald Trump are pushing NATO allies becoming enemies. Many United States don't seem to realize that once the Europeans are spending more for their militaries, they'll expect more independence from the United States. Donald Trump's rise has spurred Europeans to further unify among themselves. Chapter 11 of the Book of Daniel discusses various leaders, including those known as the King of the North and King of the South. The one who would be the King of the North is prophesied to rise up when transgressions have went to their fullness, which suggests when God's had enough of the increasing immorality in nations like the United States. And the King of the North is going to do things he told the United States he wouldn't do. And according to the Bible, he'll employ deceit. And I'm quoting scriptures which are in here. Daniel 11:21. He'll come in peacefully and seize the kingdom by intrigue. Now, Daniel 8:23. The latter time of his kingdom, his king will arise, having fierce features. He understands sinister schemes. His power will be mighty, but not his own power. He'll destroy fearfully and prosper and strive. He'll destroy the mighty and the holy people. Through cunning, he shall cause deceit to prosper under his reign. He'll exalt himself in his heart. He'll destroy many in their prosperity. And continuing, the book says, King of the North will deceitfully proclaim peace and safety while plotting for the sudden destruction of those employed opposing him. He'll destroy the mighty American-British alliance. Because of not accepting and understanding biblical prophecies, many political and other leaders are hoping and believing for a false peace. Sudden destruction is going to include nuclear or other high-tech attacks, which would possibly come in conjunction with a NATO training or other exercise, which would catch the United States and its Anglo-Saxon Celtic allies off guard. Other nations are likely to be involved. The United States of America will be attacked by friends, consistent with Lamentations 1 verses 1 to 2.
You quoted the book of Daniel saying, the king of the north will understand sinister schemes. Could the destruction of the United States be considered one of those sinister schemes?
Yes. And the time is going to come when the United States of America and NATO is going to be no more. NATO or other agreements could give the Europeans cover for publicly preparing for a military event while giving it the ability to say such things are only just part of an exercise. Look, the Germans historically used an element of surprise to gain military advantage. Remember World War II and Blitzkrieg? Europe will one day turn on the United States. Weapons of mass destruction, and not necessarily just nuclear, will be involved. In that book, by the way, I also wrote, while Donald Trump seems to believe his policies are best for the United States, there have been many unintended consequences of them. But for over a decade, I've warned that Europe may attack the United States under the guise of a NATO or similar exercise. And when the Bible says in Daniel 11:21, he shall come in peaceably and seize the kingdom by intrigue, that's consistent with what I've long warned. Okay. Arguments with NATO and possibly the United States withdrawing from NATO will not end up well for the United States. While Europe is still publicly supportive of NATO, in the end, Europe will betray the NATO members of the United States, Canada, United Kingdom. By pushing the Europeans to spend more on their militaries, which, by the way, the Obama, Biden, and Trump administrations have all done, the United States and UK have been sowing the wind and will reap the whirlwind. Now, I want to read about that. That's a prophecy in the book of Hosea, Hosea chapter 8, starting verse 6. But the calf of Samaria shall be broken into pieces. They shall sow the wind and reap the whirlwind. Israel is swallowed up. They're among the Gentiles, for they've gone up into Assyria like a wild donkey alone by itself. Ephraim has hired lovers.
Explain those verses to us.
Well, the reference to Samaria in that is a reference to the United States of America. And the reference to Ephraim is one to the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand. Assyria is a reference to a European power based out of Central Europe, specifically the Germanic peoples there. The Bible shows that Europe is going to reorganize at least a couple of times before it gets there. While some don't believe that Europe could ever want to destroy the United States or is capable of doing this, I want to read something from Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 10, starting in verse 5, we read, woe to Assyria, the rod of my anger, the staff in whose hand is my indignation. I'm going to send him against an ungodly nation, against the people of my wrath. I will give him charge to seize the spoil, take the prey. Verse 7, yet he doesn't mean so, nor does his heart think so. So you're talking about a Germanic power, didn't think he's really going to go and do it. But the Bible says, continuing, but it's in his heart to destroy and cut off not a few nations. And he talks about Samaria. He's going to do various things to this area. This can include the United States. Now, in Revelation chapter 13, in verse 2, we read about the beast that rises from the sea, the Mediterranean Sea, and it's like a leopard, feet like a bear, mouth like a lion. Dragon, that Satan, gives him power, his throne and great authority. And I saw one of his head has been mortally wounded. It looks like it's been killed, destroyed. It can't be a military power anymore. But it says his deadly wound was healed. Hmm. The world marveled and followed the beast. So they worshiped the dragon who gave authority to the beast. They worshiped the beast saying, who's like the beast? Who can make war with him?
Okay, now explain those verses to us.
Well, the Bible is showing us that a European power, which is called Assyria in Isaiah chapter 10, and you can find out that that's the same person called the King of the North in Daniel chapter 11, doesn't think he wants to be militaristic, but in the end, he's going to conquer. The Bible shows the world's going to marvel. Why would the world marvel about Europe? Because they didn't think it was possible that a power such as the United States of America could be defeated. You know, yet the Bible in Daniel 11, verse 39, warns that a European power is going to be destroyed, the power of the strongest fortresses. That would be the United States. That would be a reason the world would marvel, be shocked. How could this happen? Anyway, it's quite likely that some version of NATO is going to survive. But Europe will use NATO as a shield from Russia, but eventually turn against the United States and its Anglo-Saxon descended allies. Now, I mentioned the Book of Lamentations. I want to read verses 1 and 2 in the Book of Lamentations. Verse 1, how lonely sits the city that was full of people. So some places highly populated. How like a widow is she. Okay, something didn't go right. Who was great among the nations. Great among the nations. In Book of Genesis, chapter 48, verse 19, when Jacob Israel was giving blessings to the descendants of Joseph, one of which was called Manasseh, he said, you'd be great among the nations. Hmm. And irrespective of the problems with the United States, and there are lots of them, the United States is considered great among the nations. Some think it's the greatest nation of all time. But the one who is great among the nations, continuing verse 1, the princes among the provinces become a slave. Okay? Slaves. They only have to get conquered. Okay? Mm-hmm. We're not going to send our political leaders over to be slaves to Europe, right? How would we do that? Okay? Verse 2, Lamentations 1. She weeps bitterly in the night. This is bad. I didn't think this could possibly happen. Her tears are on her cheeks. Among all her lovers, all her allies, she has none to comfort her. All her friends have dealt treacherously with her. Her friends, treacherously, it means they betrayed. They have become her enemies. End quote. Well, since Donald Trump came in office again, the term frenemies has been used. Okay, talking about friends, he's turning into enemies. Anyway, the United States was prophesied to be great. And the great nation is going to be destroyed by its friends and allies. It's going to be the end of NATO and the United States.
Are you seriously suggesting that the military conquering and enslavement of the United States is prophesied?
Yes, and I mentioned that specifically Daniel 11:39 says the strongest power is going to be destroyed by a European power. And Europe is taking military steps. The United States has been encouraging this. But according to prophecies in Daniel 11, 39 to 45, Isaiah 10, Revelation 17 and 13, this is not going to end well for the United States, by the way, also not even many Muslim countries, nor ultimately even Europe itself.
Thank you, Dr. Thiel. For more interviews with Dr. Thiel, in addition to written as well as audio articles, visit our website at BibleNewsProphecy.net. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program.
This Bible News Prophecy program was sponsored by the Continuing Church of God. For more information, including access to our free literature, visit BibleNewsProphecy.net or www.ccog.org. You can also reach us by email. Our address is BibleNewsProphecy@gmail.com.